Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Soul Via Soul. So today we're going to talk about love. And I know I tend to talk a lot about love. And there's a reason for that, because it really is, number one, the essence of who we are. It is what we are in our being, number one. So that's super duper important. But number two, the way we love ourselves and our ability to love ourselves actually has the power to impact and elevate every single aspect of our lives. So let's get into why we need to learn to love ourselves and why I feel so passionate about helping everyone learn how to love themselves better, myself included. Now, my journey of learning how to love myself has taken me many, many years, and I'm still a work in progress. Even though I'm a therapist and I help other people, I'm always finding new ways to love me and deepening this connection with myself. And there's many reasons for that. But if we just simply take it from the snapshot of what I attract in my outside world is literally a reflection of my inside world, then I want to spend a lot of time working on the inside of me, because then it will manifest in the outside world too, and in a big way. So when we go inward and we start doing the healing work of really removing the limiting beliefs and barriers of why we don't love ourselves fully, we start to uncover lots of potentially beliefs that are, once we start to look at it, realize are impacting every level of our lives. And life is about relationships, and we have relationships obviously with other people, but we also have working relationships and the relationship with our body. So let's dive into a little bit about why we need to spend time loving ourselves, because like attracts like. And there's a chain reaction that happens when we don't love ourselves. And the flip side of that is there's also a chain reaction that happens when we learn to do so. So let's look a little bit about the different areas in life that are impacted by how we love ourselves. Number one, relationships. Again, life is about relationships. Difficulty forming and maintaining healthy relationships are going to be the hallmark of you not knowing how to love you. The tendency is to settle for unhealthy relationships and tolerate mistreatment, because that's what we feel we deserve. That's exactly how I lived a good chunk of my early life. Accepting toxic relationships, accepting abusive relationships, calling it normal because I didn't know that it wasn't healthy. And then with that same vein of relationships, the fear of the vulnerability of showing your heart for fear of getting hurt. So not knowing how to love ourselves is actually going to create unhealthy, potentially abusive and toxic relationships from the people that are supposed to love us the most. And those are our partners. Obviously, not having self-love is also going to have an impact on our self-esteem and our confidence, which will also impact and show up in our life in lots of ways, including impaired decision-making, feeling unworthy, leading to self-doubt and indecision when it comes to making decisions about our life, potentially in our career, and then obviously in relationships as well. And then it also impacts our mental health. And this is where I spend a lot of time in my world, being a mental health practitioner, is how if we don't learn how to love ourselves, it actually increases the risk of developing and exacerbating mental health issues such as anxiety, depression, and feelings of isolation. Negative self-talk and persistent inner critic reinforces that belief that we are undeserving of love and happiness. And then our career. The career and ambitions that we have for our life are impacted by the way that we love ourselves. If we don't have the ability to love ourselves deeply, then we may find that it's going to show up with difficulty pursuing personal and professional goals. Due to fear, due to feeling not feeling worthy, starting my own practice was terrifying. When I decided that the relationship I was in at work was actually unhealthy and toxic and I needed to create something new for myself, I was terrified. But there's a saying that everything you want's on the other side of fear. And sometimes you just have to leap into the unknown. And I believe the universe rewards the brave. And when we leap into the unknown and we trust that we're moving towards something better, even if we don't know how it's going to work out, if we are honoring and aligning with loving ourselves, the universe will catch us. And often what will happen is we'll find more success than we ever realized. And our career gets elevated simply by the choice of loving ourselves. And then the last thing I'm going to just touch on is our physical health, because our physical health is impacted by the way we love ourselves. If we don't truly feel worthy of loving ourselves, we are not going to take time to invest in moving our body, exercising our body. We're not going to feel deserving of preparing healthy, nutritious, nutritionally dense meals, because we just simply won't feel that we are deserving of giving ourselves nourishing food. And that causes unhealthy coping mechanisms and overeating or undereating or neglecting our self-care as a way to numb emotional pain. There are many ways that not loving ourselves shows up in our world and in our environment. And again, it's going to impact every layer, which is why I'm so passionate about having and teaching the skills on how to do this. This is why I'm going to be making this such a mission over the next several weeks, to create something that teaches us all how to love ourselves better so that we can elevate every single aspect of our life, because that's exactly what happens. So be a part of the conversation, follow along, and let's dive in on how the simple act of loving ourselves is the biggest way that we can elevate our life across the board.